Good morning. Well, now good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Aaron Plowman, and I represent the Binghams in this case. The case is before the Court today because the New Berlin School District failed to follow federal law, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, a law which is meant, in its own regard, to protect our children. In the 9th or 10th grade, Sam Bingham started having problems at school. He was unable to attend class, and his grades slipped. His parents noticed this, and with his mother being a registered nurse, knew that he needed to get help, not only from medical professionals, but also from the New Berlin School District to help out with his education. In that vein,
We've read the briefs on the background. I'd like to get to this. You know, I don't see where there was any judicially sanctioned action here in this case. And I know you try to distinguish Buchanan and TD and say there was a violation, but this case was settled before the court did anything. And so I'd like you to address that. You know, what is it? What determination do you think there is? And then that, and if there is none, then you have there are issues with you saying you're a prevailing party.
Your Honor, there was the district court labeled this a settlement, but if I can kind of address your point in that the New Berlin School District simply sent a check to the Binghams. And in that vein, there could never be a prevailing party in this kind of case. They sent a special education evaluation request, which under federal law mandates that certain things are triggered. The first is that a team is formed, a team of educators, special educators, administrators, counselors, the parents, sometimes the child. And this team is supposed to formulate a plan as to how to proceed. But most importantly, if the school district decides that this child isn't disabled, that this child doesn't need special education help, they have to send a due process notice. They have to send it right away when the special education evaluation is sent out. In this case, the New Berlin School District failed to send out that notice.
Forgive me, I'm going to interrupt because this is not a case about whether the school district violated your client's rights under the IDEA. This is a case about attorney's fees. So the only thing that matters here is whether you were a prevailing party, not as your client defines the term, but as that term is defined in Buchanan. So what you need to help us with is to tell us how were you a prevailing party as that term is defined in Buchanan. Because Buchanan and T.D. LaGrange are viable binding precedents for us.
Your Honor, they are viable binding precedent. However, the factual underpinnings of this case completely goes off the track of any IDEA case that is out there.
No, but you're wrong on that because what you want us to do is you want a trigger. That's how you want to get the fees. The fact that we complained and said we didn't get our due process hearing and eventually we got our check, that triggers a right for us to get attorney's fees. That's been rejected. That's the same question I asked you at the beginning. You have to find a way around that Buchanan case and that TD case. Because you haven't given us anything to show that you're a prevailing party under that law, which we have to follow. And given that that law was in existence when this is filed, you have to then get to why this case isn't frivolous, given that precedent.
Your Honor, all of the IDEA cases, and I'm sorry I keep coming back to this point, this case went off the tracks early on in that I would argue that the TD and LaGrange case doesn't follow this case. We never got to the point where we even were able to have a hearing. And so now this sets up a pattern.
Actually, you have a you had a victory because your client actually got the check to pay for the private school fees.
You haven't
given me any reason why those two cases shouldn't apply.
Your Honor, they did have a victory. However, this is not just about attorney's fees in that this is also making sure that the laws and the rights that protect our children are followed in every case, every school system, every step of the way.
If the school district conceded 100% that it had violated the IDEA, you still wouldn't be entitled to attorney fees because you weren't a prevailing party as defined by Buchanan. And believe me, I have a lot of sympathy for you, but if you, you know, I mean, your brief doesn't mention Buchanan, and yet that's the beginning and end of this case. And that's our problem here.
Your Honor, we feel that it's not just about attorney's fees and finding out a prevailing party, because the school district is now setting up a pattern that they may repeat over and over again. Whenever they get a special education evaluation, from here on out, they can simply ignore it. And if they are called on the carpet, if the parent is actually sophisticated enough to go and hire an attorney, what happens if the Binghams would not have hired an attorney in this case?
I can't tell you how sympathetic I am to your argument that the prevailing party rule creates some bothersome incentives for school districts to shirk, you know, their responsibilities and then settle at the last minute to avoid attorney's fees. But, again, I say, you know, you need to go back, you need to read Buchanan, you need to read T.D. LaGrange, because that's what we have to read, whether we want to or not.
Your Honor, and this, the law under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act has been developed, and all of the case law, and there is no case law. This is a case of first impression in any court with the school district failing to follow it. They have not followed it at all, and so all of those prior cases have all been developed, and they all have the school districts following the law. They have them starting up an IEP team. They have a plan together, and I agree that if that had been done and the parents simply would have not agreed with the plan, then
let me just ask you a question. Have you read those two cases?
I have,
Your
Honor.
I mean, they were like, it was in the, you know, the response.
I have, Your Honor.
I mean, you still haven't given us any way to distinguish it, and I feel sympathetic, too. And so what you need to do then is go out, pass flyers, get interviews with newspapers for people whose kids are special needs. Let them know if you think this is something the school district is doing and put them on alert. But there's not anything that you've given me that allows me to see why you're a prevailing party and why this isn't frivolous.
Look, Buchanan rejected the catalyst theory of attorney's fees. Buchanan holds that in order to be a prevailing party, a party must have obtained a judgment on the merits, a consent decree, or some similar form of judicially sanctioned relief. Private settlements, voluntary changes in behavior are simply not enough to trigger the right to attorney's fees. Do I like the Buchanan case? No, I don't. But that's it. That's it.
Your Honor, and I see that I'm going into my rebuttal time, so let me just... We feel that the facts, the underlying facts of this case are completely distinguishable from any case that can be brought forth, and it really sets up a pattern and a blueprint for the school districts to follow. If there are no other questions, I am going to save my time for rebuttal.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Aldana?
Aldana, that's correct. Renee Waterman Aldana. I'm with Quarles and Brady, and I'm here on behalf of the New Berlin School District. You've addressed many of the arguments that we've made in the brief, and of course we do believe that Buchanan and TD are determinative here. But there are a few things that I'd also like to mention in addition. First is the standard of review, which I'm sure you're also familiar with, but it is, of course, highly deferential to the district court. And reversal isn't appropriate unless there's an abuse of discretion, and obviously we don't believe that any discretion has been abused. About the facts of this case, and I think this is what's particularly frustrating to the district, there is much talk on the appellant's end about the abuse of the IDEA and the violation of the IDEA, and not only are there no facts in the record to support that because we didn't have a hearing in this case, but our view is that that's not what happened. So you see a few facts, a very few number of facts, that the appellants continue to look at to say that the district violated the IDEA. And again, we agree that that's not what this case is about. It's about attorney's fees. But at the same time, we're particularly bothered by the suggestion that the district didn't follow the law. Now, unless there are questions regarding that, I'm not going to go into the details, but again, I just want to reiterate that we don't believe there was any violation of the IDEA. There are a variety of different district responses to a parent's expression of concern regarding their child. Response to intervention is well established in the IDEA 2004, and there are a variety of different ways that a district can address those concerns, and that's what the district did here. Beyond that, not only has this court recognized that there is Buchanan and there is TD, but has even gone further to look at cases where the underlying claim is moot. And when this court has considered attorney's fees requests when the underlying claim is moot, this court has said fees cannot be awarded because we don't have that underlying record and because under those circumstances we know that there's no prevailing party. And some of these policy concerns that I see you both expressing, those are concerns that we can understand too. And this court has mulled some of that over in the past. You've talked about it, and you've talked about incentives and disincentives. And what happened in this case is what happens in a lot of cases. In my experience and in the experience of people who represent school districts, you know, a parent comes with a concern, and they say, we think you violated the law, and then we've got a choice. You know, do we want to take, in this case, $15,000 and pay lawyers to battle this out? Or do we want to take $15,000 and, even though we don't think we have to, pour that into a child's education so that the dispute can be over, the child can go on and receive an education even if we don't think it's the best or we don't think it's really what we would do, but still, it allows the child to move on, it allows the parties to move on, it ends litigation, it puts money into education instead of putting money into lawyers. And you guys have looked at this before and you've said, in these cases, we think that we don't want to add, and the words were, insult to injury by creating a disincentive for school districts to say, okay, we're going to be cooperative, we're going to be responsive to your concerns, we're going to try to be creative in finding good solutions. And that's what we believe that the New Berlin School District did in this case, and this court has recognized in the past that it's inappropriate to penalize a school district for doing that. Are there any questions?
No, I guess not. Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe I just have a couple seconds left. I guess in this case, it's so factually distinguishable from anything else in that if the Binghams in this matter wouldn't have come to counsel, and we don't like arguing over attorney's fees either, but they shouldered the financial burden. They didn't get any help from the New Berlin School District. They were forced to move their son into a private high school where, fortunately, he excelled. But the New Berlin School District dropped the ball. And we think that it just sets up a repeating pattern that we don't want to see followed forward to another student. Thank you.
Thanks to all counsel. The case is taken under advisement. The court